This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh my gosh. Look at the headline that we see in the BBC. The London Telegraph has a similar headline. Extremists are going to be forced to go to anti-extremist classes. And then you read the article, articles, the government talking point. It's like, it's so mean, it's so horrible. They're jihad fighters for ISIS and Al-Qaeda that left the UK in the last 5 years to battle the evil dictator Assad, and now they're coming back to England, and of course they're not going to be locked up for their terrorist activities because they're a proxy army of the West. But then how do you hide that? You put it out as a civil rights article. Can you believe what they're going to make ISIS and Al-Qaeda fighters do after returning from blowing up churches, chopping men, women, and children's heads off, forcing Shiite Muslims to suicide bomb for them, or they'll kill their whole families, beheading priests, raping nuns, selling 5- and 6-year-old girls by the thousands into sex slavery? They're going to make Jeffrey Dahmer, who was found with a bunch of dead bodies in his refrigerator, go to a class. That is one article of literally over 100 insane asylum stories just to show how crazy all this is. I have a very special video that I came up here and I shot yesterday afternoon, and it went out late last night. And I'm going to be shooting these videos every couple days. We're putting together investigative reports, special reports, mini documentaries. I am going whole hog on exposing how they're rigging the whole system against the American people, the American voter, and Donald Trump, and really reaching out to the Bernie Sanders voters. Every one of them I talk to isn't voting for Hillary. I can't find real Hillary supporters anywhere in the country, even in Democrat cities, and no one else really can, except for very rich elite areas. And so I'm going to be illustrating this the next 3 months up to this election. And I'm going to be pointing out as well that just as Trump made it a big deal that the Republicans were stealing states from him that he won and just giving the delegates to Ted Cruz, you'd hear Trump won Louisiana, and then a week later, but the delegates have been given to Ted Cruz. Or, we're not going to let you vote in Colorado because the polls show Trump's going to have a landslide. We're just canceling the election, and the party says it's Ted Cruz. Well, Trump didn't go along with that. And the media said, oh, you miscalculated, sore loser. And he said, I'm not a loser. You're stealing it. You're stealing the voters' votes. The Republican establishment had to back off. The Democrats didn't. The Democrats didn't. You got a lot of their mental patient mainline Republicans who aren't real conservatives but are cuckold conservatives who just love being part of this old snot-nosed blue blood Rockefeller Republican country club group who are the snot-nosed racist just liberal version of a Republican. The never Trump people still run around messianically with their cowboy hats. And I talked to a bunch of them. I said, you got any cattle? You know how to use a lariat? You ever dehorned with an electric dehorner? You ever processed 2,000 head of cattle in one day? Because I have, and I don't consider myself to be a cowboy. They're still cowboys, by the way. They work about 12, 14 hours a day, and they are amazing. And they have a dangerous job. And I don't know what it is about wearing a cowboy hat. It's, you know, oh, we're for Hillary, not Trump. We're a cowboy hat, so it's all right. If I see one more cowboy hat in association with it, I'm going to throw up. But I digress. We've proven we've got our finger on the pulse of the globalists. We know how to defeat them. And I'm lobbying directly to Trump here on air. People say, why don't you just tell him? Well, I have. But the point is, to some of his crew, who are smart folks, they're just trying to decide how to go at this, and he's trying to decide, basically, does he launch it now or launch it later? I think the whole theme is crooked Hillary, from the emails to Google not even listing Trump in election searches to fake polls. Like, I didn't see it in my stack. You guys pull me the articles on Infowars.com with Reuters now admits they skewed a poll because Trump was ahead to cheat him and take him out of the lead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted, my friends. Are you going to stand for free and open elections? Are you going to stand against corruption? Or are you going to allow the next level of tyranny and crookedness and a rigged system to openly be practiced in this country? I shot a special report yesterday that's really an announcement. It's titled, An Emergency Message to Donald Trump. It's red-linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. It's also posted on our Facebook channels. And in it, I lay out the fact that Infowars, starting yesterday, is going to be producing many documentaries, political factoid news reports, investigative journal reports chronicling the entire giant spectrum of rigging that is going on, from Google admitting they don't list Donald Trump as, quote, a presidential candidate on their page. Twitter admitting they've been blocking Donald Trump tweets being shared. Facebook engaged in massive censorship across the board. There's even congressional investigations. It is truly unprecedented. So whether you love Donald Trump or hate him, you have to understand, they tried in more than 14 states to give the votes that Donald Trump got, winning Louisiana, Colorado, and countless other states, to Ted Cruz. And Donald Trump didn't play along with it. He didn't go along with it like Bernie Sanders. And that's when suddenly you started seeing Cruz sink in the polls, despite the mainstream media trying to prop him up. Now, the Democrats are in Politico. They're in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And I happen to know from some high-level political consultants that have been meeting with the Democrats and who are our quislings that they believe that they're going to be able to get enough never-Trump people to vote in Texas to be able to throw the state Democrat, and if Trump loses Texas, he will lose the election. Have the second most delegates. And I've been around these Cruz people. They are mentally ill. They are a cult. You've got Glenn Beck on ABC News with Democratic operatives saying, don't vote for Trump, vote for somebody else. Well, that's a vote for Hillary. You look at the Electoral College, to see my beloved Texas hijacked by that Canadian-Cuban carpetbagger. Scallywag of the highest order. And to see, I mean, he fits the definition in spades. if Texas does this, I'm going to be completely ashamed. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't think Texas will, because we keep our word around here, and Ted Cruz broke his. But I am, and by the way, I used to admire Ted Cruz. He's very well-spoken, very smart. I said, yeah, his wife's Goldman Sachs. Yeah, he came up with the Bushes, but maybe he's turning against them. But, boy, I tell you, he absolutely did a 180, and it is so sad. And you've got a bunch of spiteful so-called Texans, big hats, no cattle, wearing their Texas shirts, who think that they're going to do this. In fact, they don't even need to get enough of them to go vote for Cruz as a throwaway vote to throw it to Hillary. They just need to create that perception so people believe Texas goes for Hillary. They just have to have plausible deniability. And I hope if that happens, they're very, very, very proud of themselves. And they frame their little Texas shirts they wear and their little cowboy hats. And their little boots that never stepped in manure before. So, this is a war against reality. The whole Black Lives Matter thing, the whole Hillary, vote for me because I'm a woman, you bet I'm playing the woman card. All of this is a total fraud. Obama helped double black unemployment. And people say, why did he give less support to black neighborhoods than the other group? Because he's already got you under his thumb. He wants you like a pimp, wants you absolutely down and out under his control. This is a process. And the evil old Republican establishment is nakedly allied with the Democratic establishment and all the big foreign leaders and the Pope and the Communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians that throw gay people off rooftops and chop their heads off, for heaven's sakes, and the Mexican president, all of them, the whole world against Trump. But I tell you, from Mexico and Chile and from Australia and Africa and all over, I see people on YouTube and on InfoWars saying, I'd support Trump. I see right through it. He's a nationalist. He's a sovereign person that wants you to be wealthy. Absolutely. It's so clear. That's why they're scared of him. So the people across the board are waking up and seeing what's happening. Populism is rising across the planet. I'm going to come back and play this special message to Donald Trump and to the American people, where I lay out just some of the evidence of this. But when you see the things they're doing and everything's being engaged in and the lies and the misrepresentations, just like I see ads online and I see it on broadcast, people saying, I'm voting against Donald Trump because he's anti-gay. Hillary Clinton, I mean, it's actually something conservatives should be mad at Trump for, if you want to go the Cruz route. But he didn't go that direction, criticizing Trump. Trump was in the advocate for equal rights and people being able to get married 30 years ago. Trump's never made that his issue, and in his own nomination speech, made that clear. They don't care. They are all, I see it everywhere, saying Donald Trump wants to bring back black segregation. We got a new video of that we're going to play. They've got people saying he wants to go after gay people. It's just total BS. He wants to ship blacks back to Africa. All he said was, if we're not vetting anybody coming in from Syria, and we don't even check their IDs, we've got to stop all of it till we start the vetting process again. That's like if gas is leaking in your house, you turn the gas off until it's fixed. Or if your pipe bursts, you'll turn the water off. First, he said, they're murdering Christians. We got to bring them in. They went, excuse me, sir, they don't let Christians in. It's 20% Christian in Syria, but it's 0.3% Obama lets in. These are ISIS. And he went, excuse me? And did a 180. Not in a flip-flop, but when he got more info. So, again, it is an inverted reality. Donald Trump wants to cut taxes. Donald Trump knows we have one-sided deals with China and India and over 160 other third world countries. We're falling apart. The Wall Street Journal admits that this is the worst recovery in our history and that our economy is falling apart. And that's with cooked numbers. The Wall Street Journal looks at the fake numbers that every major economist admit are fake. The unemployment numbers, the inflation numbers, the welfare numbers. 7 years later, recovery remains the weakest of the post-World War II era. We've been in a long-term depression for most people, a recession for others, and tiny groups of elites have never made bigger profits. The big banks never made bigger profits. The insurance companies never made bigger profits. And you notice who the big banks, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the big insurance companies are financing. They're not giving $1 to Donald Trump. Big Pharma, zero to Donald Trump. The defense contractors, nothing to Trump. Because he was against the Iraq war. And he's not for attacking people that aren't attacking us. That's why they call him a warmonger. To the left. And you have these pseudo-intellectual leftists brought up without families, desperate, scared. All they've got is their trendiness. They felt like nerds. The system packaged being a nerd is the new cool. And now they've given up any intellectualism just to feel official and powerful and cool when the whole power structure is against Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is now says he's taking the gloves off. Well, that's good. Because when we come back, we're going to talk about the number one way to stop the New World Order, and we can do it. It's called a landslide. And the polls show Trump's really set for a landslide. That's why Reuters has been caught faking polls to try to reverse that.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Every globalist, every New World Order operator is activating right now and showing their true colors. The Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, the Economist magazine, and scores of others in the last week have all come out and said the New World Order, they use that term, is in trouble. World government is in trouble. Liberal global governance is in trouble. That's a new term. They're calling it liberal. And they say, we're going to open the borders up, and we're going to give the third world all these free goodies. And so that's who we're going to represent. That's how we're going to end the republics, the limited democracies, is we're going to bring in outside groups to outvote you. And the Trump campaign is resisting that. It's the end of sovereignty. It's the end of nation states. It's the end of being able to run somewhere. It's a global government. And they go on in The Economist, in an article titled The New Political Divide, to say, all of our hopes are in Hillary Clinton. We must get her in office or world government is in trouble. Go read the article. It's on screen for TV viewers. We're simulcasting at Infowars.com/show, as we always do. But here's the AP, just to set the table of what we're fighting. Pope too young on Poland trip. Believe in a new humanity. Ah, transhumanism. Krakow, Poland, AP. Pope Francis encouraged hundreds of thousands of young people at a global gathering Sunday to believe in a new humanity, close quote, that is stronger than evil and refuses to see borders or barriers. Ah. And, of course, he wants wealth redistribution, but not from the Vatican Trust, the richest institution on the planet. He doesn't want to bring refugees into where he is. He washes the feet of Muslims, but he doesn't wash the feet of people blown up by suicide bombers or their families. But notice he says, refuse to see. Refuse to see. That's delusion. God wants us to have knowledge and understanding. The devil dumbs it all down where it's just feelings and buying into, I refuse to see. He wants you to refuse to see and just, walk off the cliff like Fulsa Doom and Conan the Barbarian. He says, steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is stronger. See that little girl up there on the crag, up there off the cliff? Come to me. Come to me, my child. And she just jumps off and kills herself. And that's what he says. Don't see anything. Don't see who runs the global government, the IMF and World Bank, and the new global carbon tax. Don't see the plans they have. Don't see how the megabanks exempt themselves from taxes. Just don't see borders. Remember, he said he was nauseated by Christianity and colonialism and people complaining about how Europe was a Christian area and bring in more migrants to rape and kill and give them everything free because Pope Francis is a New World Order globalist. They blackmailed the last pope to step down with sex scandals. That was even the London Guardian. And they brought in a Jesuit communist pope. World government's making its move. Now, I'm going to come back from break. Roger Stone is spending, a full hour with us. Former Trump campaign head. His business partner, Mr. Manafort, is the current head of the campaign. Stone likes to play down his importance and his role, but obviously it's quite the opposite. His initiatives mesh with mine. on how to defeat the globalist. I see the guy's totally truth-based. That's why they call him a big liar and the dirtiest trickster ever and the rest of it. But he concurs with my analysis. We had long meetings this weekend. Well, Friday and Saturday on the phone. And he agrees we need to make the central issue election fraud. So we're going to play this special report. And then I'm going to come back and break down how they're already doing it in different ways. It's not just stealing it the day of. It's what they do before. And if we know about it, people now accept that Hillary's so crooked and evil and corrupt, it'll blow up in her face. Let's go to this report when we come back from break, because I won't have time to do it now. But Trump's genius is that when they try to bully him, he realizes the dinosaur media isn't dominant anymore because he is able, pun intended, to trump them because of his incredible star appeal, the gravitas, the fact that they can't ignore him. Though they try. They try to distill down clips of his speeches that aren't as powerful. And then that gives the media little sniblets they can cut out, little giblets to misrepresent what he's saying. But when you will sit there and watch him give a beautiful, rambling, from the heart, two-hour speech, I mean, he gives like four or five of these a week, and sometimes like 10-hour-long ones, and I hate missing them. I sit there with my children around the dinner table, which we never used to do, and, you know, have the computer over there, and I just say, listen to this. He does some colloquial stuff about the locals and their businesses and their lives, you know, just to humanize things. But when he gets into the era of economic surrender's over, Hillary's a communist Chinese spy, she is. I mean, I talked to retired, and I mean recently retired, top generals. And they go, no, look, I can't tell you what's going on. Go read this news article. It's got it right. And I go read the article, and it's Hillary Clinton's a communist Chinese spy. Or I talk to top people. I mean, you hear a lot of them on the air. Not, you know, Cy Hirsch, you name it. But people just say, go read this news article. That's accurate. And you go read the news article, and it's Matt Bracken saying they're planning a tattoo offensive in the fall. And this is a year ago, and now you see it happening with Islamics. They're strongly considering activating Black Lives Matter, having false flags where massive numbers of innocent blacks are killed, and trying to cause a race war. We told you that a long time ago. Obviously, you can see that, too. All of us see this. But they're really got a lot of different agendas going and are strongly considering creating such a crisis. Obama could suspend the election, or we're in such turmoil when they have the election that people are distracted that Trump's had the election stolen, you know, from him by cities burning. The New World Order is making its move. Now, I want to play a clip first as we go to break from Trump earlier this week. And I happen to know for a fact that the Trump campaign, whenever it came out that the Russians had supposedly hacked his emails, and from my sources, it is the Russians. And it shows Hillary that these are the emails she wouldn't give over to the FBI earlier. But it also shows the DNC in there stealing the election from Sanders, sending protesters to Trump, which they denied, and having them dress up like Sanders supporters and saying, we don't care what happens, we've got the superdelegates. It's proof of the fraud. Thank God they're doing that. They realize America is being occupied by a political, corporate, globalist coup that wants to attack Russia. So it's in Russia's interest and in our interest to have this exposed. Globalism is where you're conquered by big megabanks. So when we come back, we've got this clip first and then his report. My report, but we have clips of Trump, you know, warning of election fraud that is so important. But Trump countermanded his advisors and people that had come out and denied it was Russians earlier on and came out and said, I don't know who it is. I'm not talking to the Russians. By the way, he's not. But if you got Hillary's emails, the ones she deleted, release them. She's a criminal. He just doubled down. He owned it. He's such a leader. And that's why they're scared of him. He wants to save this country, folks. That's why the whole power structure is going after Donald Trump. Shame on anyone that doesn't vote for him. Lauder Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So here are the headlines. After non-endorsement, will Texans stand by U.S. Senator Cruz as the establishment media tries to get the never Trump people to either not vote or vote for Hillary or write his name in so Donald Trump loses? They'll probably do it. I mean, they're very proud of themselves. Pat Caddell blasts Reuters back rigging polls to show Clinton up. They've been caught just engaging in fraud, basically. Speaking exclusively to Breitbart News, political polling pioneer Pat Cadell said the Reuters news service was guilty of an unprecedented act of professional malpractice after it announced Friday it was dropping the neither option from their presidential campaign tracking polls and then went back to reconfiguring previously released polls to present different results with a reinterpretation of the new neither. And again, that's to get rid of the closeted Trump supporters I keep talking about. That's the big secret. The big secret weapon is that we've never seen so many closeted people that are ashamed to say they're voting for Trump. But we know they're there. The numbers show it. And so that's why Hillary and others are so scared right now and why they're having Reuters go back in time over the last 2 weeks where Trump surged 7 to 10 points ahead in scientific polls across the board, and it still shows that. Trump's ahead in all the other big polls. But Reuters went back in time and memory-holed it and is changing it to take out the neither and tweak stuff and just give it to Hillary. Some cases are giving her like 7 points they're adding on. I mean, this is putting your finger on the scale. But they stole the election in at least 10 states from Sanders. He's the admitted winner. The Guardian reports, not even my wife knows, secret Donald Trump voters speak out. Oh, yeah. And that's why this is going on. So this is a big, big deal. Now, I'm going to play this clip because I mentioned it Trump saying, hey, I don't know the Russians, but, yeah, they've got emails of Hillary doing corrupt stuff. Please release more. Absolutely. Who cares if it comes from the Easter Bunny? Don't change the subject. You deleted the emails. You wouldn't give the FBI the emails. You lied about it all. Let's see what's in there. But we know what's in there. And the word is, I'm afraid the Russians and others, there's others, are going to be releasing all the goodies, Hillary. That's why they're getting ready to start a race war or a class war with all the communists right now. That's what cops every couple days get shot in the back of the heads about. Again, the establishment's pulling out the stops, folks. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
What do I have to get involved with Putin for? I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. He doesn't respect our president. And if it is Russia, which is probably not, nobody knows who it is, but if it is Russia, it's really bad for a different reason, because it shows how little respect they have for our country when they would hack into a major party and get everything. But it would be interesting to see. I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Let's see if that happens. That'll be next. Yes, sir.
God in heaven, please give us Donald Trump. That's why the elite hate him. They brought in all these crooks, all these globalists, all these special interests. They're carving the country up. They've already sold out 87% of our industry compared to what we had in the 1960s. They preside over selling our deals. Pracharya, from one of the richest families in India, the head of the UN Climate Fund at the time, 6-7 years ago, did a carbon deal with England where he got the Brits to give up their final steel mills that were powered by coal plants that were clean. And here's the best part. He had them pay in a carbon indulgence to build a dirty plant his son owned in India worth over $500 million. Donald Trump isn't going to do that. That guy is so hard-nosed with him as a negotiator for this country. I've seen these videos of architects and people bitching. I actually went to the research. Oh, I built a clubhouse for Trump. And then he only gave me like 20% of what I was supposedly. No. You said it'd be one price. Then it ballooned. Trump hard knows you. You agreed to it. That's how business works. I mean, I get distributors on the line and I say, I'm not going to carry your product anymore. It's really good. It's really low price. But I got somebody else basically as good. They'll go lower and allow me to sell it even lower. I only want to make 20-30% on this. So I'm the dominant person in the field and then I can fund myself. And they go, no, we're not. And I say, okay, I'm leaving then. And you know what? They call me up a week later and say, okay, we'll do that deal. But you got to private label it. And I'm not bashing our great sponsors. They're wonderful people. You can get the super high quality, best horrible foods out there. Today's the day it ends. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off. You notice I can only offer that like once a year before. I'm just twisting arms. I mean, but that's what I do. I'm sorry the other distributors and the other sellers don't like it. Wah, wah, that I'm selling it for lower prices. I'm a capitalist. Get used to it. I'd rather sell 5 million hamburgers with a lower profit per one and make way more. It's not rocket science. I'm an American. Get used to it. Sorry nobody wants to compete. Sorry nobody wants to deal with me. Same thing with Donald Trump. So, we've got sales on all the nutraceuticals, the water filters, the air purifiers, all the great quality products that we've researched that I personally use that we give you the very best deals you're going to find anywhere. 40% off Brain Force, Nootropic, Colloidal Silver, antibiotic, natural antibiotic, and so much more. X2, Supermel Vitality, take advantage of it. It ends today. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free. 888-253-3139. And I want to thank all the listeners, all the viewers that have really supported us in the last 4 or 5 days that we've had this fundraiser mega sale going, because we have brought in the capital I need to know that I can budget continuing on in the next year with the crew I have and to get additional camera people, editors, and reporters. It's about what we wanted. We actually exceeded our targets a little bit. But I'm a gutsy guy. I have dumped everything in this year because everything's on the line. So now we've just budgeted where I can safely get a few more crew so we're not walking around 18 hours a day here cross-eyed. We're so exhausted. I mean, and I'm not complaining. Let me tell you, I'm animated. I was so upset Friday and Saturday that I was up here late Friday night. I was up here yesterday, basically, for most of the day. People say, well, aren't you with your kids? I was with them in the morning. I was with them at night. I was with them today. I'm in a war, folks. I mean, I'm up here shooting special reports, doing investigations, going back and collating all the polls, all the research numbers, what state was stolen, where they tried to steal it to give it to my investigative journalists, because I got some great writers and great folks, but quite frankly, when you see a lot of these articles on InfoWars, it's me. I'm sending links. I'm giving them the data dump. I'm giving them the dossier and saying, do this report. And they go out and dig up even more stuff than I found. And I'm not bragging, but let me tell you, you do not have someone more savagely committed. And listen, I have a great gut. I have a great sixth sense that God gave me. And I was there today with my children on the green belt swimming. And I know they need me. I'm the guy that takes care of them. And I knew that what I'm doing with Hillary and what I'm doing focusing on election fraud, because there's been deaths of DNC, the head DNC guy, over outreach and said there was fraud against Sanders. He was executed. They're covering that up. DNC election fraud whistleblower found murdered. Another guy got murdered. I will never commit suicide. I don't use drugs. They'll grab you and shoot you up with heroin or whatever and kill you. If they claim I have a heart attack at 42, I'm in great shape. I've been to the doctor. I have good blood pressure. I have just everything's good. My sugar is borderline. It's not borderline diabetic. It's got my blood tested again 2 weeks ago. It's borderline. It's a little high, but I got great health. And if anything happens to me, I was murdered. But listen, I'm not bitching and complaining. I'm gonna check out of here someday, anyways. I'm one of those guys that is committed. I'm alive. I'm so alive, I'm ready to give it all up for my family and for you. Because I don't like scum. I don't like con artists. I don't like film. And I know they're better men than them and better women. We're going to beat them. So support us. Pray for us. We'll be back. I'll play the special Donald Trump report. It's on InfoWars.com that everybody needs to spread the four winds. So important. My emergency message to Donald Trump, InfoWars.com. Please spread it. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grimm, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
Basically. And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many 5-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com, and the profit we make We fight the globalists. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLive.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge. We're living on the edge. Everything the social engineers do is to make you feel powerless, make you feel weak, condition you that huge corruptions that are taking place don't matter. They're trying to condition us that Hillary can have hundreds of scandals and it's okay. You imagine what she'll do once she's in office. But it does show the arrogance of the establishment, because I'm not putting a good face on this, that we've had reporters, as well as myself, all over the United States the last year for this election. You've seen them. On the radio, you've heard them, where we have our reporters everywhere. And everybody talks about this online. And my mother was talking about this yesterday to me. And she used to be a Democrat. She's more of a libertarian. Most of her friends are hardcore liberals, and they don't like Hillary Clinton. They hate her. And they don't know who they're going to vote for. They're saying they're going to vote for somebody else. So, where are they? And I'm not talking about, oh, well, you're in Texas, so that's Republican. I'm in Austin. It's about as globalist and liberal in the central city as San Francisco. I don't see people down there that are supporting Hillary. Only in Tarrytown, which I cut through sometimes coming to work, if there's traffic jams on the highway, then I see Hillary signs all over the place. In an area where a four-bedroom costs $2 to $3 million. It's as expensive as New York City. And they're all Democrats. And they run the show. And they're the ones getting fat off all this, off the special deals. They don't have to produce. They just sell off our industry, sell off our jobs, let foreign banks come in and sell us derivatives. And the Democrats have gotten rid of all the laws banning loan sharking, where they can charge people 30, 40% interest in a month. It's really shameful. And, folks, you know I cut my teeth attacking the Republicans. I hate the Republican establishment. They're against Trump, too. But Roger Stone's coming up. We'll take calls in the second half of the interview with him. I want to go to this Donald Trump video, and it's the first of many. Really the only day off around here is Saturday. We have a couple of reporters that write articles and post stories on Saturday, but that's our dead time. And I called three or four of the camera folks and editors, and the fourth guy answered, and Rob Jacobson, great guy. I said, Rob, been working here 15 years. I said, will you come in and shoot a video, edit it? I really need to shoot some videos. I need to work. We came up here, and we worked about 7 hours yesterday. Not on just this, but other things. And I'm not bragging, but I'm saying that's how committed I am. I just can't sit here and watch Google delist Trump online and not even have him listed as a presidential candidate and defend it. Or Twitter blocking, or polls being manipulated, or Republican RNC given 40% less airtime than the DNC was given on major networks, or the fact that they're going to have two of the three debates now during primetime NFL football games so that the Republican base doesn't get fired up. I mean, the fix is in. We must vote for Trump as a referendum against fraud. But Trump, I remember the media saying, he screwed up. He didn't, you know, he didn't lay down to the delegates. You know, oh, the Republicans passed a rule that delegates matter, not voters. Voters never mattered, you silly goose. Silly, silly, silly kid. But he didn't go along with it, so it became his greatest asset. And that's what Trump's got to do now. I know they're concerned about election fraud. They're aware of it. They don't want to hype it too much as to discourage voters. But no. What you can't steal is a landslide. That's been proven. They're going to get caught. And Hillary's already engaged in election fraud with the illegals all over the country being given driver's license. And Democrats wanting to pass laws in a whole bunch of states. It's like 14 states last time I checked. Illinois, California, you name it. Vermont, of all places. To let illegals vote. Wow! You're not a citizen, but you get to vote. I mean, that is upside down world. That she's engaged in all these frauds. She's crooked, Hillary. We know she's crooked. We know she's corrupt. She's already stolen the election. She's an illegitimate nominee. Trump's got to come out and say, erasing emails, stealing it from Bernie Sanders, and then put on the evidence, doing all this, having illegals vote. Americans need to vote for me in a landslide to support free and open elections because she's not an illegitimate nominee. People will call that bad sportsmanship. It's not bad sportsmanship if someone's a fraud. It's the truth. And orthodox Republicans are the ones been selling us out to the Democrats. And Donald Trump isn't one of those people. And his whole name and psyche and spirit is bound to this. And he knows what he's got to do. So my message is Donald Trump's on InfoWars.com. Emergency message. Here it is, folks. Get it. Put it out on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. Copy it to your channel. Send it to other talk show hosts. Ask them to get involved and investigate. They've got Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz, the Bush operatives, telling Texans to don't vote for Trump. And in Texas, they got enough brainwashed people because Ted Cruz wore a cowboy hat to maybe give it to Hillary. Don't let Texas be the Benedict Arnold that helps slit the country's throat. That's just the saddest thing I ever heard of. And if that's the case, I can tell you, Texas has been conquered. Is there no end to the treachery?
Is there no end to the evil? Here's Donald Trump.
Alex Jones here with an extremely important message to Donald Trump, the people of the United States, the people of the world. Crooked Hillary Clinton has openly stolen the nomination of Bernie Sanders. Mr. Trump, I'm not going to lay things out here that you don't already know, but I am going to ask you to seriously think about making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues to defeating her in November. I have interviewed all the top election fraud experts, whether it's from low-level retail voter fraud or election fraud with the black box voting machines. And the evidence is clear. Only landslides can defeat major election fraud. And as your polls go up and up and up, 7-10 points against Hillary, as people learn how corrupt she is and how corrupt she has been, your numbers are only going to go up. They know you are the real leader. They know you should be the next president of the United States. And they're going to try to block you. When the mainstream media ridiculed Donald Trump and said he was a sore loser, that he shouldn't talk about Ted Cruz canceling elections and having voterless victories in the primaries, yes, it was sensational when he came out and said, I'm winning these states, but they're giving the delegates to Ted Cruz. In some cases, they would just cancel elections in many states and just give him all the delegates.
So we have a rigged system. So in Colorado, they were going to vote. And you saw what's happening in Colorado. It's one of the big things. It's a fix. Because we thought we were having an election, and a number of months ago, they decided to do it by, you know what, right? Right? They said we'll do it by delegate. They said they're going to do it by delegate. Oh, isn't that nice? And the delegates were all there, all waiting. And the head guy, in fact, one of them, tweeted out today or said today by mistake, and then they withdrew it, something to the effect, see, never Trump. Look what we did. Never Trump. Because if I go to the voters of Colorado, we win Colorado.
Donald Trump wasn't intimidated. He came out and said, what do you mean? When I win a state, I should win the delegates. And they had to back down. Sanders didn't do that. And Hillary stole it from him.
But Bernie Sanders, I will say this, for the last 5 weeks, you turn on your television, Sanders wins. Sanders wins. Again, Sanders wins. Like 7 or 8 or 9, he keeps winning. And then you listen to the people and the pundits, and they say, he has no chance of winning. I said, what's going on? Because you have super delegates. By the way, I think the Republicans have a worse system than the Democrats, but they have super delegates. It makes it impossible for a guy that wins to win.
It is imperative that the Trump campaign make this one of the central issues, because it only further documents the organized crime nature of Hillary Rodham Clinton and her crime family. If she stole the primary, she's going to try to steal the general election. So Donald Trump's already done the right thing in the primary. He didn't let the voters have their votes stolen. He didn't let himself and his family be robbed as well. He stood up and said no. And so now Donald Trump needs to really think about what he's going to do. But we have to think about what are we going to do to stop Hillary, who's already stolen the process, who's a fraudulent nominee, from stealing the general election. My message to the American people is this.
All right, there's a couple more minutes to it. The video's up on InfoWars.com. My emergency message to Donald Trump. Everybody needs to spread that video. We'll be back with the second hour. Roger Stone, your calls, and a bunch of other geopolitical news as well.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.